This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning on Wednesday, the 23rd of February. But in the meantime, we're taking a look at the changing landscape of Malaysian politics. So Malaysian politics, particularly in the peninsula, was previously dominated by the big guns, you know, UMNO, MCA, MIC, PAS, DAP, PKR. These are all the names that we've seen for years and years and years.
Have you upset anybody by leaving them out, though?
Maybe, could be. But in any case, then after that, you know, after these big names came the offshoot parties like Amanah and Bersatu. And now we're seeing the emergence of several new parties in the past year.
Yeah, and this, of course, includes MUDA and Parti Bangsa Malaysia. There's also the science-based party, Parti Aspirasi Science, which hasn't yet been registered by the Registrar of Societies. In addition, the new movement known as Gerak Independent has also thrown their hat into the ring, announcing that they would contest in GE15. So, the question is, can these new parties change the dynamics in our political landscape?
For views on whether new parties are a good thing for Malaysian politics and their impact, we speak to Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Senior Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Dr. Hamidin, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Can we start with just a look at the environment that we're operating in? Why are there so many new political parties being set up? What are the factors contributing to the emergence of all these new parties?
Good morning, guys. I think it's a very good and valid question. But when we witnessing what is happening today in Malaysian politics, obviously, it is not emerging from yesterday. I think when we look at the Malaysian history, we see the tremendous development in terms of the political development since, especially since 2008. We see for the past at least 12 to 15 years, there is a very dynamic political situation happening in Malaysia. And that's because partly, I think, and strongly contributed by the changes in socio-economy, especially in education among the people. So with that, with the difference, with the increase of socio-economic situation in the country, the demand for political party, for politics are becoming more and more varied in come to Malaysia. So meaning the interests of the people have become more varied. With that, they expect some political party which were not did not represent their interests. So because of that, I think the forming of new party are very much something that's waiting to happen in Malaysian politics.
Okay, but Doc, do you think what do these new parties need to do in order to gain a foothold in local politics? Especially since if we look at our history, right, Malaysia's been very much dominated by these same names for the longest time.
I think that question, I think, should be answered by most of the political parties. I think, seriously, because some of them are very much what we call it short-sighted type of thing, where they want to very much entertain their own small circle. Political party doesn't move that way. For example, political party not only must have a clear vision of the party, but also sometimes must stand on certain ground of ideology. So with that, we see sometime in Malaysia, most of the political party are very much disgruntled because of the events, because of the against the individual, rather than based on ideology or certain vision of the country. So with that, I think what need to be done by the political party, they must really make sure that they appeal to the masses. That is the first thing, that their visions, their philosophy, their work ethic, are those something that the masses want to exist in Malaysia. With that, I think that will give a much, much better situation for them. And they must know where is their market, which sectors of population that are going to support them. So with that, I think political party can survive the onslaught of others during their campaign or others.
If we look at the Johor State elections, Dr. Hamidin, there are several new parties contesting for the first time. We're going to see MUDA. We also see Warisan, which will make its first appearance in the peninsula, and also Parti Bangsa Malaysia. So which of these names do you think is likely to make some kind of impact?
Okay, so far, when I look at that three party, if you're talking about MUDA, Warisan, and PBM, Parti Bangsa Malaysia, if you think that they're making impact by winning a seat, I think other than MUDA, I don't think the other two have a chance to win any seats during the Johor election. But obviously, I think MUDA have a very much and better position compared to Warisan or PBM to put a stronghold in Malaysian politics, even in Johor. Partly because, as I said just now, because they have a very clear target group where they want to gain their support. And this target group, I think my point of view, becoming more and more vocal, more and more participants participate in Malaysian politics. So with that, I think MUDA is some party that need to be watched by any political party.
And Doc, I'm also curious, right, about these new parties in terms of the coalitions they form. Mm. Is it going to be extremely fluid? So let's say, you know, Johor state elections, I'm going to be with PH, and then for another state elections, that might not be the case, or even at GE15. Is this always going to be the situation going forward?
I think this is interesting. When we look at the political party, what's happening in Malaysia today, it is very much go against what we traditionally know about political party. What we know about coalition government, I think we were under the coalition government since our independence. But today, I think because of the situations, the emergence of new political party, the dynamic of Malaysian political situation, I think we can see more fluid kind of working relation between party. Yes, I do expect most of the party don't want to be tied by certain coalition. So I do expect it becoming more fluid, but I think whilst most of the political party will look no longer as a coalition partners, but more as an electoral pact among the political party. I think they are moving towards that rather than build one big coalition. Obviously, for Malaysian politics, we need that. In my point of view, we need good coalition for us to have at least similar to what we know in the West as a two-party system. We have a clear selection of party rather than we have too many small parties to select. So we have two major party, for example, BN or PH, or BN or PN, whatever it is, much easier for voters, actually. With a small party, I think it's going to be very difficult. And historically, it's also shown that very difficult for small parties to survive if they are still, if they fail to be part of any coalition.
And when it comes to winning seats, is it really down to party machinery, which these small parties, you know, don't have? They don't have the funding, they don't have the workers.
Looking at the Malaysians, this is interesting. When we look at the politics, I always say this. For me, it reminds me of what Drucker said. Culture is strategy for breakfast. In Malaysia, basically, our political culture differ compared to most of the Western civilization. So in here, as you said just now, when we look at that, our culture is very much different. That makes, I think, difficult for a small party to survive. Because why? Our culture in the politics, we are face-to-face people. We are very much what we call it, appealing to the voters to come, rather than, and we have a kind of fiesta, even during any elections. So this is where small political party will face a lot of problem to convince the people that they can match any effort given by any political party. As I said, MUDA, for example, can survive because today the culture are moving towards the virtual reality, virtual world. So MUDA are very much in that world. So they have the advantage in that part. But in terms of traditional approach in politics, I think still the big names are leading the way.
Very quickly, Hamidin, we've got one more minute on the clock. Mm-hmm. What happens? Who loses when all these small parties enter the fray? Because if they win some seats, there has to be cost to another party. So who do you think will be the loser?
I think, obviously, if you ask me, the losers will be first the voters. I think they are the biggest loser. Because why? Because voters are not very much, can make it very clear what they want, and what they want will not be represent them. Secondly, I think the losers definitely, obviously, the small party itself. Because why? Because they cannot gain they cannot catch bigger voters to win the election, even according to our first past the post system. So with that, I do believe and I do hope this small party become part of any coalition to make sure at least some electoral pact happen to make sure that they will get support from all over the place, not just from their constituency, not just from their main supporters. Yeah.
Hamidin, thanks very much for speaking to us. As always, that was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Center, talking to us about the emergence of fringe parties, what this means for the political landscape. And in the conversation, they're saying that he doesn't really think they might win immediately, and it depends on what kind of impact he really thinks there needs to be coalitions and sort of building those kinds of cooperations with existing political parties in order to get a presence in parliament and beyond.
Yeah, so this new party, whoever they are, they need to have a clear mandate, right, in terms of what their agenda is. He used the word shock scenery, so it cannot be something like that. And then also, you still, unfortunately or fortunately in Malaysia, you need that party machinery, and new parties, small parties, don't have that advantage. So it's going to be quite challenging for any small party to make headway in Malaysian politics, although he says Muda might have a chance in the Johor State elections.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.